So joining me here in the studio is our outstanding film commissioner, Cassandra Heseltine. How you doing?
Thanks, Cliff. I'm doing great.
All righty. So you were out are nominated for this for outstanding film commissioner internationally,
which
yes, which is pretty dang cool.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. The LMGA, which is the Location Managers Guild of America, mm-hmm. is having their first award show that they've ever put on, and part of the awards that they're giving to themselves for outstanding location managers and such is they created one for outstanding film commissioner. And it's an international award because these guys work internationally on movies. Nice. And so it's pretty exciting. The Dow Griffith, was one of the first location managers on After Earth, nominated me for everything that I had done and specifically cited that I had worked over hours and from what I was paid. And it was just a nice acknowledgement. I didn't know he was going to do it. And the LMGA let me know that I had been nominated. So
that's pretty cool.
It was very cool. Yeah. It was a big deal to have that.
Mm-hmm. That is. Now, spoilers, you did find out that
I didn't win. Yeah, spoiler.
But you were internet. You were nominated.
I was nominated. That's huge. Not everyone gets nominated.
That's true. I mean, it's like, you know, you look at the Oscars and all the great people who are nominated, and it's like most of them don't win. But to be nominated is amazing.
Exactly.
So that is fantastic.
Thanks.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
So congrats on that.
Thank you.
So, speaking of film commissioner stuff, are there any big movies coming to Humboldt soon?
Oh, like I'd tell you.
No,
but I will tell you, I actually have one more thing, too, that was really exciting, is we have an organization within the state of California called FLICS, and it's Film Liaisons in California statewide, and it's most of the film commissioners, about 90% of them, join this organization, and we put on our own award show as well as a trade show, and it's helping us promote ourselves in California, and I was just nominated on the board of directors for that, as well as I was made treasurer, so I'm on the executive committee. So that was pretty exciting because we do a lot of things. We're in the people who are on the board, and especially the executive committee, end up being in the limelight with a lot of the location managers, who we want to work with, who we're trying to bring up here, who brings the projects up. So it's a great marketing moment to have me be on that board. So we're pretty excited.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. And speaking of films, there is, we've been talking about it, this motorcycle film, Why We Ride. Is that what it's called?
Right, yes.
Why We Ride.
Yeah.
And we just happen to have another person here to talk about that, to avoid a conflict of interest. So, Jeff, let's hear about this film.
The Why We Ride film is a documentary style movie about motorcycling, every aspect of it, and haven't seen it, but I've watched the trailer about 100 times, and I'm kind of super excited to see it, and so it's coming to Eureka Theater.
All right.
This Saturday.
That's going to be fun.
Should be fun. I mean, we've been blabbing about it to every motorcyclist we know, but it should be a good turnout, and another bonus is that we have, can I say, film commissioner?
Yes. Okay. Yes, you may.
Harry King. An actor coming up who is not in the movie, but he's helped promote it a little bit, and he is on the AMA, American Motorcycle Association, board directors. And so he will be introducing the movie and, you know, smiling and waving and talking. And he's from Riptide from the 80s.
Yeah, so he's a Hollywood actor. He's been working in Hollywood for over 40 years, and he was best known for the TV show Riptide in the 80s, which he was that detective. And he's super into motorcycles, and so he wants to come up and help and promote it. And he the movie, I think also the cool thing about the movie is that it's so stunning cinematically that it is something that I think for everybody. So it's not just like a gearhead movie where only if you're into motorcycles you'd be into it. It takes you kind of through the history of motorcycles and why all these people ride, and I think it's a nice reflection of that, and I think it would be interesting to anybody. Jeff has been comparing it to On Any Sunday, which was the big motorcycle movie in the 60s.
Yeah, I remember that quite well.
Yeah.
This is like the modern version, I'm assuming. I haven't seen it, but I'm assuming that's what it looks like.
Right. We've only been able to see the trailer and see clips from it, and then we've talked to a few people who've seen it. And what we know of the movie, that's and Perry loves the movie. He's seen it twice, and he's friends with the people who actually made the movie.
Nice.
So he's a big supporter of the film, and so it's pretty fun to have a Hollywood actor come up.
Yeah,
and do the intro for it.
A couple writers up here actually were riding somewhere down southern area and came across some film people, and they filmed them, but they are on the cutting room floor apparently. But there was some local writers that could have ended up in it, but they ended up getting chopped.
Such is life.
Yeah.
Yes,
such is life. Now, speaking of motorcycles, of course, your store has a motorcycle theme.
Yeah. Black Lightning Motorcycle Cafe. We're kind of helping get the movie up here.
Yeah. And, you know, folks who have not been there, it is very, very, very cool. It's sort of like a store and cafe, kind of all in one. There's all kinds of motorcycles on display, all kinds of gear as well available, and lunch.
Great coffee. Great coffee.
Breakfast, lunch. Yeah. It's definitely a motorcycle boutique with the motorcycle theme, as you said. And we have breakfast and lunch and espresso and beer and wine. Mm-hmm. And it's a fun place for sure.
All righty. And you guys have brought this film up here?
Yeah, we sponsored it to come up here. Nice. And we're selling the tickets for it to get people, you know, allow them to see it without having to drive to San Francisco or and every other city that's gone to. It's sold out, and they've had to put extra showings on and stuff, so we're kind of excited to get
it. Eureka Theater is big.
It's huge.
It is huge, yeah.
It holds like about 1,000 people or something. Huh?
Yeah, about 750 downstairs and a couple hundred people up in the balcony once the balcony's open. Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a very, very big theater.
It's pretty neat in there. Yeah.
Great old theater.
Yeah.
Absolutely love that thing.
I'm glad they're keeping it going. Yeah. You know, I've been kind of excited that it didn't, because it could have just totally gone in disrepair and fallen apart.
Yeah.
And
they've been keeping it alive. We've got some very dedicated people who have been working really hard restoring that thing slowly but surely, one little piece at a time. Mm-hmm. And for folks who aren't aware, when is the showing?
It's this Saturday, March 15th, and it starts at 7:30. Doors open at 7, and they can buy tickets at Black Lightning Cafe, Motorcycle Cafe, or buy them at the door the night of the event.
And we're also giving away door prizes donated from every motorcycle shop in town. They kind of helped us promote it a little bit, and so they're donating some fun prizes that you could win if you show up.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Nice.
Yeah, that was another aspect, was to pull all the motorcycle shops together. And so that was really fun for us.
Yeah,
to
the Harley-Davidson to the
Eureka Motorsports.
Yeah,
everybody.
Humboldt Motorsports and North Coast Cycle. All of them got together, and that was kind of nice.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, it's going to be terrific, and it's a chance to see this thing up here, which is pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
And thanks for bringing it up here.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And again,
you're welcome.
And again, congrats wearing your other hat there and getting nominated for Outstanding Film Commissioner.
Thank you.
Because you are outstanding.
Thanks, Cole.
I think so.
Yes. All right. Is there anything else we need to touch on? Have we forgotten anything?
We thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, thanks and shucks.